NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by True, with or without menthol, True Green or True Blue. Shouldn't your brand be True? Here's Jeffrey Pond.
The U.S. Atomic Energy Commission says it has no reason to question Communist China's announcement of a hydrogen bomb explosion, China's first. The AEC said the Chinese tested a nuclear device whose force was equivalent to several million tons of TNT. Peking said the H-bomb was detonated today in western China, apparently at the testing grounds in Xinjiang province, where the Chinese held their five previous nuclear tests. The blast makes China the world's fourth thermonuclear power. The announcement said China would never be the first to use nuclear weapons in a future war. Peking also said it's ready to take part in a world effort to ban and eliminate atomic arms. Soviet Premier Kosygin has gone from New York City to the Russian UN delegation's estate at Glen Cove, Long Island. His plans for the weekend are not known. Kosygin landed in New York shortly after 5 o'clock this morning. Later, he attended the opening of the UN General Assembly's special meeting on the Middle East. The session was brief. An expected sharp fight over the agenda did not develop, and Kosygin and the rest of the Soviet delegation stayed silent. But the Russian demands for condemnation of Israel and withdrawal of Israeli forces from Arab territory are likely to provoke bitter debate Monday morning when the General Assembly convenes at 10:30 Eastern Daylight Time. NBC News will provide comprehensive coverage as developments warrant. More news after this from True Cigarettes.
It shows in the music you like, in the way you think. You're a part of right now, and everything about you says it. Even your cigarette. You smoke True. True filter cigarettes. Everything about True says right now. The air filtration system. The plastic mouthpiece that works like a cigarette holder. The reduced tar and nicotine content. Average yield, no more than 14 milligrams tar, 0.8 milligrams nicotine. The easy draw. The right now taste. Everything about True says today, this minute, right now. Another thing, the True choice. With menthol, without menthol, True Green or True Blue. Shouldn't your brand be True?
Once again, Jeffrey Pond.
President Johnson today took Australian Prime Minister Harold Holt to Camp David in Maryland, where newsmen asked the president about the possibility that he'll meet with Soviet Premier Kosygin. A report from Ray Shearer, NBC News.
President Johnson said here at Camp David this afternoon he had no more detailed knowledge of Soviet Premier Kosygin's plans while in the United States than reporters did. Asked if he expected to see Kosygin, the president told an impromptu news conference, "You are privy to all the information I have concerning the definiteness of his plan." The president said that's an iffy question when a reporter asked, if there is to be a meeting, what is the likely place? To another question, will you be going to the General Assembly? Mr. Johnson said, I would not foreclose discussing going to the moon. The president spoke with his weekend guest, Australian Prime Minister Harold Holt, sitting at his side. They had flown here together by helicopter from Dulles Airport, Washington, for what Mr. Johnson called a nice Saturday and Sunday with an old and treasured friend. Ray Shearer reporting from Camp David.
Viet Cong guerrillas ambushed a U.S. infantry battalion in the jungle of War Zone D, 50 miles north of Saigon today. The communists suffered heavily. They killed 31 Americans, but lost at least 196 dead themselves. 34 Americans and South Vietnamese have been killed by the crash of an Air Force transport at An K Airport in South Vietnam's Central Highlands. 22 others survived. More in a moment.
You probably don't think you have such a high-sounding thing as an estate. Yet an estate is something almost everyone has, because he has life insurance. And Aetna Life and Casualty Man can show you how to get the most out of your life insurance estate without adding a penny of additional money from your own pocket. At no cost to you, he'll show you how you may get as much as 10 to 40% more actual effectiveness out of your present life insurance. Call an Aetna Life and Casualty Man today. Ask him about an estate control plan.
Crew members of the USS Liberty reportedly have told Navy investigators that they believe the Israeli attack on the ship 8 days ago was deliberate. The attack killed 34 Americans and wounded 75. Informed sources say the crewmen based their opinion on the intensity of the Israeli attack and a belief that the attackers had enough time to identify the ship as American. James Meredith said today he's going to resume his march through Mississippi, which was interrupted a year ago when a sniper shot him. Meredith said he'll start walking June 24th at Hernando, Mississippi, as far as he got last year on the 210-mile route from Memphis to Jackson. Civil rights activists said his purpose is still the same, to show that Negroes need not be afraid. Jeffrey Pond, NBC News, New York.
Listen again on the hour when Aetna Life and Casualty brings you NBC Monitor News.
Most people today are tired of second best or products that take shortcuts. That's one reason why millions more are asking for Miller High Life beer wherever they go. Brought to you by the most particular brewers in the world, Miller High Life has been brewed for 112 years to the highest standards with absolutely no compromise. Ask for the beer that's slowly, patiently brewed to be the very best, the one and only Miller High Life. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Next, Monitor Outdoors with Kurt Gowdy, brought to you by Keykafer, makers of Mercury Outboard Motors, and by Zebco Sports Products, both divisions of Brunswick Corporation. Here's Kurt.
Hi, everybody. I'd like to bring you a report on America's last frontier. Let's talk about Alaska for sportsmen right after this message.
Last year, Mercury introduced Thunderbolt, the world's first electronic ignition system on the outboard motor. Thunderbolt ignition delivers such a high voltage spark that it does away with spark plug fouling. So a set of plugs lasts years. It eliminates slow starts, rough idle, and pre-ignition caused by the use of leaded gasoline. And now Thunderbolt ignition has no breaker points to wear out or need replacement. Breakerless Thunderbolt sets a new standard in ignition reliability. Thunderbolt is available on four new Mercury outboards, 50, 65, 95, and 110 horsepower. What's next? Whatever it is, if it's new, expect it from Mercury first. See your Mercury outboard dealer. He's got all nine quiet new Mercuries for 1967, 3.9 to 110 horsepower. Once again, Kurt Gowdy.
You know, Dan McGrew and a few gold nuggets started the whole thing. But now the main attraction of our 49th state is its natural resources. That's right. Alaska, which is more than twice the size of Texas, is America's last frontier. And it's loaded with everything except people. Heard about a she-fish? Well, there's nothing feminine about the tarpon of the far north. When you cast a lure into the Kabuk River on a summer day, the smallest you'll hook is a 10-pounder, and the biggest will be in the 60 or 80-pound category. Whatever the size, when you tangle with an Alaskan she-fish, you'll agree that this is one of the most masculine hunks of piscatorial dynamite you've ever encountered. Alaska streams offer bragging-sized rainbows and Dolly Varden trout that range from 15 to 20 pounds and are colored like a circus poster. But when I'm in that part of the country, I like to break out a light fly rod and go after the Alaskan grayling. This beautiful fish, with a dorsal fin like a sailfish, feeds on floating insects in Alaskan streams and attacks a well-presented dry fly with the same eagerness. He'll leap 3 feet through the air to take a fly, and when he feels the barb of a number 16 hook, he'll fly even higher in an effort to get rid of it. The grayling is not a large fish. In Alaskan waters, he only averages 18 inches, but on a light fly rod, he feels like the greatest fighting fish that swims. Of course, Alaska also offers the finest salmon fishing in the world, and some of us believe that this state could produce the next world record pike. No doubt about it, our 49th state is a fishing paradise. But for the shooting man, Alaska's equally exciting. This is the place to bag a big brown bear, which is the largest carnivore in the world. This is grizzly country, the land of the giant Alaskan moose, the caribou, the wary Dall sheep, and a dozen other species of game. Like we said before, Alaska has a lot of everything except people. This state is one-fifth as large as the rest of the 48 continental states, and you could tuck most of its inhabitants in the Yankee Stadium and the Houston Astrodome. Yet, there are 100,000 assorted Bruins roaming around where they can be counted, and Lord knows how many bears back in the bushes where no man has ever been. You can drive to Alaska via the Alaskan Highway, but it's 2,400 miles from the Montana or Washington border to Fairbanks, and you should count on a week for the trip. Furthermore, when you get there, the only thing to do with a car is park it. Just for the record, Alaska's few thousand miles of roads don't go anywhere. If you want to go any place in Alaska, you'll climb aboard a float plane and don't ask any questions about a seatbelt. Those Alaskan bush pilots will get you there, though. And when you do get there, you'll find some of the greatest sport in the world. This is Kurt Gowdy for Monitor Outdoors. The thrashing sound of a big strike is music to the angler's ears. And fishermen who catch the big ones fish with Zepco. Stop by your Zepco dealers today. Handle any Zepco balanced tackle combination and see what I mean by the fabulous feel of Zepco. And while you're there, check the new Cardinal spinning reels by Abu and the complete line of Redhead outdoor sporting products. When it has the name Zepco or Redhead, buy it. Nothing measures up to Zepco quality. Zepco Division, Brunswick Corporation.
You're swinging along with Monitor at 16 minutes after the hour with more of everything just ahead. So stay with us right here on the Monitor Beacon.
WNDC, New York. TWA flies 12 nonstop jets a day to Chicago right through the day, from early morning to late evening. Just call TWA.
Save the fun, the colorful Kodak way. Don't forget the Kodak film today.
Remember the day in pictures with Kodak film.
This is Clint Eastwood. Let me point out that every young man who has graduated from high school this year has an obligation to his country and the security of the free world. Freedom-loving people everywhere are looking for him to carry on the precious liberties which America symbolizes. As a high school graduate, he is eligible to serve his flag as part of our great Navy team. When a young man chooses Navy for a career, he is showing his loved ones and the world that he recognizes his responsibility in these perilous times. He is showing a dedication to a heritage, his eagerness for a career he can fill with honor and pride. That's just part of what happens when a young man goes Navy. Why not make that part of what happens to you? It's Clint Eastwood wishing you the best of everything.
The Come Alive sound on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
Ed McMahon for Monitor 67. Here's Sergio Mendez with Monitor Music, Cinnamon and Cloves.
The moonlight warms the silver sand.
Cinnamon and glow. The air is cinnamon and glow. Seductive cinnamon and glow. to be made for a night such as this. In time is but sand drifting through our fingertips. The moon is like a tangerine, adrift upon a sea of love. A world where nothing comes between.
That covers the club dues. Now let's hear from Al Bixby on entertainment. Al? Al?
When you can't afford to be dull, sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze Keep Alert tablets or new chewable mints, safe as coffee, help you become more naturally alert to people and conditions around you.
Sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze keeps you alert.
Now, a word of wisdom about that summer sunshine season.
Here's Vic Damone for Coppertone.
Make the most of moments in the sun. Coppertone makes living in the sunshine fun. It gives the fastest tan, as you will quickly see. Cause nothing tans like Coppertone naturally. So get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan, don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
Come on, join the tannables and get the best of the sun with Coppertone. You'll get the fastest tan possible with maximum sunburn protection. A marvelously deep, dark, long-lasting tan. Coppertone not only has the most widely beach-tested sunscreen, it's enriched with lanolin, cocoa butter, and other moisturizers that actually make your skin more tannable, keep it satiny smooth and soft. Don't be a pale face. Get out in the sun and get a better tan with Coppertone.
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan, don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
The voice of Jerry Vale with a geographical valentine. I love New England.
I love New England. Wide mountains and green hills. The calm of whippoorwills. Heard in the evening still. I love New England, the sea and windswept shores, and tales of days of yore, told in the country store. I love the with the houses trim and neat, and the auction in the summertime, where the past and present meet. I love New England, and when my Roman's through,
did you know that King Henry VIII was a bowling fan? Well, at least Joe Garagiola says he was, and I can't prove that he wasn't. Anyway, here are some observations on the sport of kegling and its fans.
We've all heard of sore losers, But I'll be back to tell you about the king of them all after this from the great American insurance companies.
Finlay Press, Finlay speaking.
Hey, Finn, how about knocking off work this afternoon and taking in the ball game? I got an extra ticket.
Oh, boy. Sorry, can't make it. Important date here.
Well, what's so important?
This insurance agent for Great American is coming over with a new package deal they worked up for me.
What do you mean, worked up for you?
Great American makes up a policy especially for print shops, like mine. You wouldn't believe the things that come up here. Like...
Yeah, I know. We all got our problems.
Well, this policy's for my problems, not somebody else's.
Sounds very fancy. I wish I could afford special insurance for my shop.
You can. My agent says it'll cost me less than what I got now.
Yeah? Well, maybe I ought to see this guy. What company?
Great American.
There's a new book out called Pins and Needlers, and if the man of the house or the lady is a bowler, it might tell you a few things about your favorite game and also give you a laugh or two along the way. One of the stories concerns humorist Art Buchwald and his introduction to the game. Seems that Mr. Buchwald had a little argument with his wife, or maybe it was a big one. In any case, he was telling a friend about it, and the friend suggested that a good way to forget his troubles was to go bowling. The first four balls that Buchwald threw all wound up in the gutter. The friend asked Buchwald how he felt, and Art said, "I still feel like beating up my wife." And the friend said that was because Buchwald wasn't knocking any pins down. A few frames later, Buchwald started to knock down some pins, and his friend asked him again how he felt. And this time the answer was, "I don't feel like beating up my wife. Maybe just a few slaps, but nothing more." And the friend just said, "Keep bowling." In the eighth frame, after knocking down nine pins, Buchwald said, "I don't want to hit my wife anymore, but I'd still like to give her a good ball and out." In the last frame, Buchwald closed his eyes, threw the ball, and got a strike. The friend rushed up to the smiling Buchwald, who said, "My wife isn't really so bad. I think I'll go out and buy her some flowers." Bowling, like golf, can really be a frustrating game, but so can the life of the bowler's wife. If your husband is a bowler who tells you all those bowling stories, you might find the right answer sometime, just like one woman did. It seems that this bowler was telling his wife about a man he'd met at the bowling alley who was very rude. The husband said, "If that guy yawned once while I was telling him about my last series, I'll bet he yawned a dozen times." And the lady of the house just looked up and said, "Maybe he wasn't yawning, dear. Maybe he was trying to say something." We've all seen wrestlers who gouged their opponents, and most of us have seen golfers who threw their clubs. But the all-time award for poor sportsmanship has to go to a bowler. He was not only the king of bad sports, he was also the king of England, and his name was Henry VIII. He really was a bowler, when he wasn't on a honeymoon, that is. Well, it seems that King Henry once bowled a match against a man named Sir Nicholas Carew. The king had a bad day, which turned out to be very unfortunate for Sir Nicholas. When the game was over, Carew was the winner, but not for long. Like bowlers of today, there was a bet on the match, but the king paid off differently. He had Sir Nicholas arrested for treason and then had him executed. At Henry VIII, he really knew how to hurt a guy, didn't he? I don't know what the history books say, but I'll bet that after his defeat by Carew, King Henry VIII put together quite a winning streak at the Royal Bowling Alley. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
Joe Garagiola is heard every weekend on Monitor and weekdays on NBC Radio. Here's the latest on the U.S. Open. Defending champion Billy Casper is the leader at the moment, 2 under par through 42 holes. Jack Nicklaus is 1 under through 41. Arnold Palmer, even par through 41. Dean Beeman is 1 over par through 42. Amateur Marty Fleckman and Dan Donrather, January, are 2 over through 42. And Kel Nagel is 2 over through 44 holes.
I like the way it tastes.
I agree. There's nothing like a lark.
Lark has a good, easy taste.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
I think they're the nicest cigarette there is.
Right. There's nothing like a lark.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
You're listening to Monitor 67, your listening post on the weekend world, whether you're at home or on the go anywhere in the USA. In the area of Naples, Florida, our friends hear us on station WNOG. Hello, Naples. Now a word from all of our NBC affiliates, then we'll be right back.
Follow the events of the special session of the UN General Assembly on the NBC Radio Network. Here's a treat that's hard to beat. Melted cheese on Wetson's hamburger meat. Having one is lots of fun. But if you want to feel great, feel strong, and really bubble, ask the man for Wetson's Cheeseburger Double. It's great. Now here's the facts real straight. Two government-inspected all-beef hamburgers, all grilled to perfection, on a toasted bun and topped with that taste-tingling, velvety-smooth cheese. Mmm, love that cheeseburger. Go to Wetson's by day or night. It's always an eating delight. Golden brown French fried potatoes, Wetson's thick shakes, and now that delicious double cheeseburger. Mmm, love that cheeseburger. That's Wetson's. In Pine Brook, New Jersey, there's a Wetson's on Route 46 at the Hook Mountain Road traffic light. In Levittown, Long Island, a Wetson's is located at 3946 Hempstead Turnpike. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book. It's 86 degrees, and it's cloudy in Big Town, the big voice of Big Town, USA, WNBC, New York. And now more up-to-the-minute information from WNBC's Traffic Central. Traffic in the metropolitan area this afternoon is generally moderate at this time, except at the Lincoln Tunnel, where traffic is very heavy in both directions due to construction in the center tube. Motorists are advised to use either the Holland Tunnel or George Washington Bridge as alternate routes. Subway delays of up to 20 minutes on the Independent D and A trains earlier this afternoon have been cleared up, and now all subways are reported running on schedule. Staple Street will be closed between Harrison and J Streets today and tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And Liberty Street is closed from Nassau Street to Broadway until 6 a.m. Monday. Police radar units are in operation on the Henry Hudson Parkway, Shore Parkway, the Bronx River Parkway, as well as on Webster Avenue, Victory Boulevard, and the Vike service roads. That's the latest traffic information. Stay tuned to WNBC for continuous coverage. Next regular scheduled report from Traffic Central at 5:30. Miller High Life Beer, the quality beer that's become a favorite among millions. You know there's nothing ordinary about Miller High Life the moment you taste its full, hearty flavor. Flavor brewed slowly, with all the deep goodness of the rarest ingredients kept in every glass. A flavor so distinctive, it has been acclaimed the world over as the champagne of bottle beer. Enjoy that big Miller High Life flavor in a glass drawn from the tap, from the can, or from the familiar crystal clear bottle. Always sparkling, flavorful, and distinctive. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Hello, this is Ed McMahon for Monitor with the swinging sound of the modern weekend world. Coming up in 4 minutes, the story of a 15,000-mile canoe trip. Here's John Gary.
I wish I had a big, big camera. I'd hang it up in space and take a family photograph of the whole human race. Watch the birdie and everybody say peace. Everybody say peace. To make the whole world smile, everybody say peace. Well, now I'd gather everyone together and line them up in rows. I check the film and set the lens and shout, hold that pose, watch the birdie, and everybody say peace. Everybody say peace. To make the whole world smile, everybody say peace. If that's the way it happened once, it's the way it could always be. Watch the birdie and everybody say peace. Everybody say peace. To make the whole world smile, everybody say peace. And everybody say peace. Everybody say peace. To make the whole world smile, everybody say peace. And everybody say peace.
Hi, this is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Orchard, visiting glamorous Charlene Holt. And let's talk about your current picture, Charlene, El Dorado.
Well, Army, it's a big Western in the classic style.
That's right, lusty, explosive, filled with action.
And humor.
But because of El Dorado, I'll never play cards with you again.
Just because I learned a few card tricks for my part?
Learn to be an expert.
Well, I promise not to use them on you.
I'll hold you to that, Charlene, but say, you're also an expert on getting a terrific suntan.
No trick to that, Army, when you use Coppertone.
You've joined the Tannables, eh?
Certainly. Coppertone really gives you a better tan.
It's enriched to make your skin more tannable and to guard against skin dryness.
Yes, I get a beautiful tan, deep and dark, and I love the way it keeps my skin satiny smooth.
Then you agree. Tan, don't burn. Use Coppertone.
Of course. Double in spades.
Charlene Holt, you promised.
Sorry about that.
If you were in Chicago and wanted to go to Africa, how would you travel? By plane? By steamship? Well, one man, a British gentleman named Francis Brenton, plans to go the hard way by canoe. Specifically, he proposes to pilot a dugout from Chicago across the North Atlantic to West Africa via Montreal. Monitor reporter Ray James interviewed the enterprising Mr. Brenton about his projected journey.
Mr. Brenton, would you tell me about it?
Well, I'm taking this catamaran to Africa by way of the St. Lawrence River.
So you'll be going through the Great Lakes system up to Montreal, then across the Atlantic and down the South Atlantic over to Africa.
That's right, across to Newfoundland, then across the top of the Azores to Africa.
How long do you think this trip will take you?
Well, to Africa it should take me about 5 months.
You've done this before. You've sailed considerable distances before. Was this the type of a rig that you used?
I brought this craft from South America last year. I started off in May, and it took me about 45 days to reach New Orleans.
Mr. Brenton, what is the purpose of this trip?
It started as a vacation, but I'm doing a lot of research just for my own use only. I believe that you don't really need fresh water while you're at deep sea, and I have very good reason to think this. The humidity which is in between the waves is more than adequate to supply the body needs. And also I'm using a system of navigation without using a sextant, which I want to perfect better.
How are you going to navigate for thousands and thousands of miles without a sextant?
Well, I use the length of the day from sunrise to sunset. I check in a nautical almanac which latitude has the same length of the day, and so I know my latitude. It really is very simple when you get used to it.
Well, how would you describe this catamaran, as you say? You've got a couple of masts on here. It looks kind of crude and wide and wobbly and handmade. Tell us about it.
Well, it is handmade. What had happened, last year I went down to South America, and Dr. Collier of the Field Museum, he'd asked me to send back a canoe. Well, this was too good an opportunity to miss, and so I got two canoes and two dugout canoes and decked them over and sailed them across instead. It was a far more interesting way of delivering them. And so the one that we have now is is one of the dugout canoes from Santa Marta, and the other canoe I brought across is now in the Field Museum, and I've replaced it with a pontoon.
Well, you've got a little bit of a hold here, and you can close the hatch, apparently. Is this pretty waterproof? In case you run into rough seas, you can crawl down in there and ride it out, or what?
This is entirely waterproof. I just sit down on the edge of the cockpit here, and then I pull the cover towards me, and if the water's coming towards me, it just cannot get down into the cockpit.
So you feel that this is going to be a reasonably safe 15,000-mile journey?
I've got too much weight for my likings, but I think that it'll be reasonably safe.
Well, have a pleasant journey, Francis Brenton of Great Britain, who's set sail for Africa, no less, from Chicago, Illinois. This is Ray James reporting for Monitor.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I like the taste. Simple as that.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I think everybody who smokes should try Lark.
There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
Great smoke, right eye changed.
Hey, there's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
This is Monitor. The time is 16 minutes before the hour. I'm Ed McMahon. Ahead, the romantic problems of an airline pilot and his lovely lady, as depicted by Mike Nichols and Elaine May. So stay tuned. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of living.
Maybe your grandfather will remember an old song. He may also remember when he danced on Saturday night at Roseland. Well, it's a little different today. Now they dance on Saturday afternoon, too. Dedicated dance lovers who can't make it in the evening indulge their love of dancing at the Saturday matinee from 1:45 to 6. The usual Saturday night soiree begins at 8. On Sunday, dancing is continuous all day from 3:30 p.m. But no matter when you come to Roseland Dance City for the first time, the reaction is the same. You walk into a sensationally spacious ballroom that must stop in your tracks. You glide out onto the longest, largest, smoothest dance floor you've ever seen and dance to the finest dance music in the land. That's the ticket at Roseland, and that ticket is only $2, complete. Incidentally, restaurant and bar prices are surprisingly modest. Today, tonight, tomorrow, take your mate or date for your dancing delight to Roseland Dance City on 52nd Street, just west of Broadway.
Ed McMahon here for Monitor. Starting off this quarter hour with music from a group known as Harper's Bazaar, the song Come to the Sunshine.
Automobile safety is a widely discussed topic these days, and rightly so. The nearly 50,000 killed and millions injured each year testify to a condition that needs public attention. Every driver should be aware of the necessity for good, streak-free visibility in stormy weather. It's his responsibility to provide his car with fresh windshield wiper blades or refills when he detects a streaking condition. The Anderson Company of Gary, Indiana, makers of ANCO windshield wiper blades, arms, and refills, have developed their exclusive cushionite rubber for one specific purpose: to wipe glass and provide crystal clear vision for the car driver. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
It's such a pretty world today. Look at the sunshine. Look at the sunshine. And every day's the same since I met you. It's such a pretty world today. That you're mine, knowing that you're mine, and happiness is being close to you. And though the rain may fall, our skies will all be blue. The sunshine,
look at the sunshine
today and every day since I met you. And though the rain may fall, our skies will all be blue. The sunshine,
look at the sunshine,
today and every day since I met you.
Andy Russell, it's such a pretty world today. And I hope that's true where you are. Next, Monitor Comedy Time, brought to you by One Hour Martinizing, the most in dry cleaning. Harringay, Burnt Oak, Chelsea, Battersea. No, it's not next year's Notre Dame backfield. Those are suburbs of Greater London, England. And they just happen to be the location of One Hour Martinizing dry cleaning stores, should you plan to visit England this summer. Look for that familiar red and green one-hour modernizing sign. Or will your travel take you to El Salvador, Panama, Antigua, Puerto Rico, Labrador, Alaska, Canada? Modernizing is at your service there, too. Each week, on the average, six more franchised one-hour modernizing stores open somewhere in the world. And there are now over 2,500 coast-to-coast in our own country and worldwide. All specialists in prompt, friendly, professional dry cleaning service, with a martinizing from the moment you bring in a garment until it is placed clean and fresh in a wrapping. Each step is organized for superior quality and prompt service. Next time you have clothes to be dry cleaned, whether you're traveling or at home, take them to a nearby martinizing store. You'll like martinizing. Say, when you step into an airplane or go off into the wild blue yonder, do you ever wonder if those fearless airline pilots have the same troubles and problems as ordinary humans? Well, it would appear that they do, if we can believe this picture painted by Mike Nichols and Elaine May.
Hello.
Hello, Harry.
Hello, Phyllis. How are you?
I'm fine. Harry, I just wanted to call and say that about last night...
Right.
I hope I didn't say anything. I didn't know what I was saying. I think I had
drunk a little too much.
Sweetheart, it's great to hear from you, and you mustn't worry about last night.
Well, you seem
angry. Our flight is taking off, and the co-pilot is waiting for me right now.
Then I'll hang up. But I just wanted to say that you seemed a little angry, and I...
No, I'm not angry.
I'm awfully sorry, Harry, but I drunk a little too much, and...
No, don't you. I didn't seem angry. Phyllis, just let me tell you, if I seemed a little rushed, it's because we've been on a very tight schedule, and I've got to get this plane off.
I just want to say one thing, and that is... You have to understand that you were very strange at the party, Harry.
Yeah.
You didn't talk to me all evening. Well, I'm sorry. I made up my mind I wouldn't cry.
Phyllis, don't be upset. Please, dear.
You didn't talk to me. You just walked in with me and left me alone, and so I started to drink, and then I didn't know what I was saying.
Phyllis, I probably should have stuck by you. And
you didn't say by me at all.
You didn't say anything bad. I'm sorry, but I
just want to say one thing, Harry, that if you want to break it off, I would rather you just told me now.
Darling, when you feel like breaking off with a girl, usually you don't want to hurt her, and it takes you a long time.
Well, you don't have to be afraid of hurting me, Harry. Just tell me.
Phyllis, I cannot discuss it now, darling.
The plane is
about to... There are 180...
Just say yes or no, because I just want to know, Harry.
There are 180 people waiting to take off for San Francisco, and I am responsible to them and to the airline.
Oh, I see, and not to me.
That's not it, Phyllis. It's just that the plane must take...
And not to me, Harry?
Of course I'm responsible to you, darling.
Doesn't love entail any responsibility, Harry?
Sweetheart, you have a responsibility to me, and
I... You told me you loved me, and then you ignored me all night long.
Phyllis, I didn't ignore you all night.
Crying since last night. If you don't want me anymore, Harry, please just tell me.
Sweetheart, you know that's not it. I love the good times we have.
And just the good times, Harry?
No, I love everything. I have a lot of fun
with
you.
Just everything, Harry?
Just everything. What else is there?
Me?
You. That's what I mean. You're...
Oh, Harry.
Do
you love me, Harry?
Yes.
Say that you love me, Harry.
It's very difficult for me here, Phyllis. I'm in the operation.
Please say that you love me, please.
I love you, darling.
Oh, Harry, I love you too, darling. I love you. Yes. I love you, Harry. I love you, love you.
Me too, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you, darling.
I'll call you as soon as I... I'll be able to call you in about half an hour, dear, after I've cleared my stuff out of the locker.
Nichols and May are also brought to you by Rambler.
Hi, Mr. American Motors Rambler dealer.
We have surprises for you.
Gee, a lollipop.
Listen to what Tom McCahill of Mechanics Illustrated says.
There isn't a better intermediate-sized car sold in the U.S. today than the 1967 Rebel.
Was that McCahill?
That was my son, the ventriloquist. Now, look at the low price tag on this Rebel.
Dad, all he wants is a lollipop.
Get back in the box.
You get your kind of deal on your kind of car at your American Motors Rambler dealer. Now, during surprise time.
Nichols and May will be heard again tomorrow on Monitor. From the Monitor scoreboard, here's the latest on the U.S. Open. Defending champ Billy Casper has moved into a two-stroke lead. He's two under par through 44 holes. Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer are even par through 43. Amateur Marty Fleckman and Dean Beeman are one over through 44 holes. For the latest in the world of sports, stay tuned to Monitor. Carmichael and the orchestra, Wade in the Water. You're traveling through the weekend world with Springtime Monitor.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best air conditioning. Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
Think about air conditioning.
conditioning your entire house with Brian Quiet Line Air Conditioning. You'll keep cool and won't have to put up with so much humidity, dust, dirt, and noise. Check with your Brian dealer for more information on Brian Quiet Line Air Conditioning. We call it Quiet Line because it really is.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best air conditioning. Bryant, cool your whole home, not just a room or two.
For a free estimate, see the yellow pages for the Bryant dealer nearest you.
You're tuned to Monitor 67. I'm your host, Ed McMahon. NBC News on the hour just ahead, after which we'll be right back.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation. It's NBC.
Chateau Martin wine is on the list of best sellers. Best wine sellers. Everywhere.
I am Prince about the Chateau Martin wine, from lovely grapes that ripen on the vine. As an extra special treat, the champagne cannot be beat. I am Prince about the Chateau Martin wine.
More people are choosing Chateau Martin champagne, made from pampered grapes, specially selected from New York's celebrated Finger Lakes. Add Chateau Martin champagne to your life. It's part of the current scene. It's the New York State champagne with the delicious French accent. Chateau Martin is on the list of best sellers. Best wine sellers everywhere. When you add it to yours, you'll agree with Gaston.
I am nice about your Chateau Martin wine.
A product of Chateau Martin Wines, New York, makers of famous Chateau Martin sweet and dry vermouth. Had any lately?
Although he's well-polished, Sterling loves to play games on Fortune Phone at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.